Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God for his wonderful, wonderful love. Overcomers.ca, the New Jerusalem, carrying on in the section concerning the kingdom of God, chapter 72, Sprouting Leaves. First, a little poem. Yea, then earth's mightiest mightier, O grave, thou hast thy vanquisher. Long in thy night was man forlorn, long didst thou laugh his hope to scorn. Vainly philosophy might dream, her light was but the meteor gleam, till rose the conqueror of death, the humble man of Nazareth. He stood between us and despair. He bore and gave us strength to bear. The mysteries of the grave unsealed, our glorious destiny revealed. Nor sage nor bard may comprehend the heaven of rest to which we tend. Our home is not this mortal clime. Our life hath not its bounds in time. And death is but the cloud that lies between our souls and paradise. Mary Howitt, A.D. 1804. Sprouting Leaves, Chapter 72, Scriptures. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street thereof, and on the side of the river, on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruits, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no curse any more, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be therein, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, American Standard Version. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Because we know that Christ, the Anointed One, being once raised from the dead, will never die again, death no longer has power over him. For by the death he died to sin, ending his relation to it, once for all. And the life that he lives, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship with him. Even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin, and your relation to it broken, but alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore rule as king in your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies, to make you yield to its cravings and be subject to its lusts and evil passions. Romans 6, verses 9 to 12, Amplified Bible. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that